Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Friday, March 1st. President Joe Biden says the U.S. will start airdropping food aid into Gaza.
Aid flowing to Gaza is nowhere nearly enough. Innocent lives are on the line and children's lives are on the line.
A U.S. official told CNN the military is working to carry out the airdrops in the coming days. They'll bring some relief to those on the ground, but each airdrop is only a fraction of the amount of aid that could be sent via trucks. The announcement comes a day after at least 115 people were killed and hundreds more injured amid Israeli gunfire and panic at a Gaza food site. Israel's government has refused to open more land crossings for aid, insisting that it's vital to protect Israeli civilians from Hamas. President Biden has signed a stopgap funding bill into law to avoid a partial government shutdown. Congress passed the bill Thursday, but it's only a short-term fix. Congress now needs to agree on full-year funding bills before March 8th and March 22nd to avoid a shutdown. Earlier this week, congressional leaders seemed hopeful that could happen. In Georgia, defense attorneys delivered their closing arguments today on why they want Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to be disqualified from the state's 2020 election subversion case against former President Donald Trump and other co-defendants. The judge is deciding whether allegations around a romantic relationship between Willis and the top prosecutor on the case, Nathan Wade, created a conflict of interest. Willis and Wade have acknowledged that they had a romantic relationship, but have denied any wrongdoing. Defense attorneys argue that the two lied in their testimony about the timing of their relationship when they testified that it began after Wade was hired in 2021. Here's Trump attorney Steve Sadow.
This is a requirement that every witness has to tell the truth under oath. And if they don't tell the truth under oath, or there's a significant concern about their credibility, then they're violating their ethical rules. Prosecutors are held to a higher standard.
The defense team argues text messages from Wade's divorce attorney, Terrence Bradley, prove that Wade and Willis lied about the timing of their relationship. But an attorney for the DA's office, Adam Abadi, disagrees.
The text messages in the state's opinion show that he is vengeful. You heard from his own testimony here sitting before the court that all he did was speculate.
Global carbon pollution from energy hit a record high last year. That's according to a report from the International Energy Agency. The analysis cited an increase in the use of fossil fuels in countries where extreme drought restricted hydropower production, adding that moves to replace lost hydropower accounted for around 40% of the rise in carbon emissions. Scientists have said steep cuts in carbon emissions will be needed in the coming years to reduce global warming and fight climate change. Coming up, the Biden administration's latest move to help protect abortion rights.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hey, we're back. CVS and Walgreens said they received certification to dispense mifepristone, a medication abortion pill. The pharmacy chain said they will start making it available in certain states where it's legal. The FDA updated its guidelines to allow certified pharmacies to dispense the pills last January. Before that, people could only pick up mifepristone from the clinic, office, or hospital where they got it prescribed to them. Vice President Kamala Harris said the move will help address some of the harm from overturning Roe v. Wade.
I would urge and challenge other pharmacies to do the same.
The Supreme Court is expected to issue a ruling on mifepristone access in the summer. That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for Five Good Things, available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.